Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds? Like there's this invisible force pulling you back in, again and again? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone. That feeling is more common than you think, and it might be a sign of something deeper, digital addiction. And trust me, it can seriously impact our mental health. So today, we're diving deep into the world of digital addiction, unpacking what it means, how it affects us, and most importantly, what we can do about it. Because let's face it, life is too short to be constantly tethered to a screen. We deserve real connections, genuine experiences, and moments that truly nourish our souls. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you understand your relationship with technology and reclaim your mental well-being. First things first, digital addiction isn't just about spending a lot of time online. It's about feeling an uncontrollable urge to use devices, even when it negatively impacts your life. Think about those times you've ignored important conversations, neglected responsibilities, or even sacrificed sleep, all because you couldn't resist that next scroll. That's a red flag. Second, the impact on our mental health is real. Constant exposure to curated content can lead to feelings of inadequacy and anxiety. The endless comparison game fuels insecurities, making us question our own worth. And let's be honest, those dopamine rushes from likes and notifications are addictive, creating a cycle that keeps us hooked. Third, awareness is the first step towards recovery. Take a moment to honestly assess your digital habits. Are you checking your phone every few minutes? Do you find yourself using apps mindlessly? Recognizing the patterns is crucial to breaking free. Think of it like this. You wouldn't smoke if you knew exactly how harmful it was, right? Same goes for unhealthy tech use. Fourth, set boundaries and stick to them. You are in control. Designate phone-free zones, your bedroom, the dinner table, even specific hours of the day. Treat those boundaries like sacred agreements with yourself. It takes practice, but eventually, it becomes second nature. Imagine waking up refreshed without that first scroll, or enjoying a meal without distractions. That's freedom. Finally, remember to prioritize real-life experiences and connections. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment outside the digital world. Hobbies, spending time with loved ones, exploring nature. These are the things that truly nourish our souls. Think of it as adding more color to your life palette beyond the filtered squares on Instagram. Imagine this, you're at a family dinner, everyone's laughing and sharing stories. But you find yourself constantly checking your phone, missing out on those genuine moments. Sounds familiar? It's easy to get caught up in the digital world. But when we miss out on real-life connections, it impacts our well-being. Think about the last time you truly felt connected to someone. Maybe a heartfelt conversation with a friend or a shared laughter moment with your family. Those are the moments that matter. Don't let technology steal those precious connections away from you. So, remember folks, taking control of your digital life isn't about quitting social media altogether. It's about using it mindfully and creating space for what truly matters, real-life experiences, genuine connections, and a sense of well-being that goes beyond likes and notifications. Let's sum up. Digital addiction is real, it impacts our mental health, but awareness, boundaries, and real-life connection can set us free. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What resonated with you? What steps are you taking to reclaim your digital well-being? Let's keep the conversation going on social media using hashtag socialmediadetoxrecovery. Until next time, stay connected, but stay balanced.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.